Secretary Hodges and Lando.
Hodges.
Hello? Hold on a minute, please. Thank you.
Yes?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Luther Hodges?
Yes.
Mr. President, I've had Mr. Allen here for half an hour or so from Atlanta. He simply will not give the mayor's job up to come here or to be with us on a full-time basis. I put a lot of heat on him and told him what a sacrifice it would take. And he said, well, he just committed to that. He'd give us third time or half time, help us organize whatever it was. He simply couldn't take the job. Now, I mentioned the directorship to him over the phone, but he didn't quite get it over the phone. He's working here with us now on committees and things of that character. But I didn't see any use of bothering you to bring him over unless he's willing to do it. Now, I'd like to talk with you for a few minutes, maybe this afternoon, if you could fit it in. I've got one or two ideas about which way we'd move now.
All right. I've got a TV program, and then I've got a meeting of 300 over to the house, and I've got to come back with the Prime Minister of Turkey at 5 o'clock. It could be sometime late, maybe in the evening. Why don't you try that Charlotte fella? Or anybody else that you have in mind that
you
think...
I can find out from the Charlotte fellow.
We've got to find somebody...
I know that.
...that will go along, that the Negro groups know and have some record with them as being friendly, that would, according to my idea, the best man would be somebody that could meet that qualification and still be fair and just with the South and know something about them.
I think
you're just almost going to have to stay on the road with these Southern governors as soon as we sign this bill, taking your conciliation man and getting people like Buford Ellington that they won't rate high with the Negroes up here, but they can talk to the Southern governors. And we're going to have to get these men to quit preaching violence and start to asking for observance.
Right.
Because if we don't, we're going to have more problems than we got in Mississippi, and I've got all this father and mother, they want to come in and see me this afternoon, these three children that are lost.
That right?
I told them I couldn't see them. I sent them to see the FBI and see Burke Marshall. Mm-hmm. But the only other candidate I know outside of the man, if we could get the Charlotte man to consider it, would be this fellow they suggested over in Bill Wirtz's shop. You might ask Wirtz if he knows...
Pickens?
Yeah. If you don't like him, you better ask him if he knows any other negotiators or mediators in this field. It's needs somebody that takes some has some experience. I don't know. We may look back over the WPB files and the old days where we had professors come in from the South that might we got to have someone of enough standing, though.
Exactly.
That the Negroes will accept. Now, Roy Wilkins about ready to get upset with me because I won't go and address the NAACP. And I just tell him this is not the time to do it, but we've got to get a man on that, and I thought that Atlanta man was the last word.
I thought so, too, and I talked to him about Walker, by the way, and he said that we were right about Walker, that he wasn't quite persuasive enough. He's a little too technical. So he's the one you know that you felt like that.
Well, they felt that he would be industry's man and that they didn't know him, and even though he was their friend, that the... Even though Roy Wilkins and Whitney Young would support him, you got fellows like this James Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And the outlaws, Martin Luther King, and you just got to be awful careful.
Well,
this Charlotte man, we could look at him, and...
I'll call him. Can you take a couple of minutes now with the phone?
Yeah,
Well, here's what I run into. The other day, and I hope you understand I'm not beating this man's drum. I'm trying to do the best job.
I know that.
We can get Roy Collins to do this job if you would be willing to make a telephone call to his board to let him off for about a year or more. As NAB, I know you don't have much to do with them in the broadcasting. But I ask him, as I've asked two or three other people, and his suggestion, this is the kind of thing that he would do a great job on, and this is the kind that Rick Marsh and all the rest of them I know would go crazy about. I checked him also.
Well, check that out, and if you think, talk to Burke Marshall, and let's see. If you do, I'll call the board. I'll call anybody I need to that'll help you.
All right. I think we might as well get as close to
you. You better check with the Florida Senators first, though. Say if you got him to take a leave, if he'd do it, if they would, have an objection, because no use getting him to say so. If one of them say I don't like him, that's the end of it.
Well, because you know, you probably know that what's his name, George, is probably has been afraid that Roy someday would run against him. So you don't know.
Well, if I wanted him, that's why I'd put him in here.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is not going to be any place to win any popularity contest.
Not at all. And this guy would sacrifice anything in the world for the principle of doing a job for his country. This man, no question about it. Well, I'll check Brookshire, and then let me check.
And if you can get Collins, call up them and say, now, we've had his name suggested. We won't try to draft him. But before I ever approach a man on anything, or the president does, I check with the senators, and I just want to be sure he wouldn't be obnoxious to you.
Yeah. But you're willing for me to check?
Yeah, I'd call him.
Well, I'll do it and stay in touch with you.
And you better be thinking, like this fella in Georgia, the Atlanta man, you better be thinking of Buford in Tennessee, and you ought to be thinking who you can get in North Carolina and South Carolina. And we ought to try to get 10, 11 top-flight people that you can direct and get out and see these governors and see these leading publishers of the papers, and make you up a list of opinion makers, and go to them and say what we want is observance instead of enforcement. We don't want to send troops in here to enforce something. We want to get you all to appeal to them to observe it, and Johnson and I are going to do all we can to stay out of your way and keep off your neck. But we can't do it unless you help us a little bit.
Right. When do you think this bill would become law?
I'd think July the 4th.
Well, then we'd have to go right to work on it.
Yes, sir. And if I don't have one, you're going to have to be the conciliator, because you've got enough humaneness about you and understanding and enough judgment and brains about the South, and I'm just not going to let them move these 7 divisions in the South. I'm just going to withstand it as long as I can. I moved a bunch of FBI people in Mississippi last night, but I'm not going to send troops on my people if I can avoid it. That they've got to help me avoid it, and they've got to know it. Now, I want to sit down and talk to this governor, Mississippi. I know his problem, and he's got a hell of a problem, and I want to be...
It's not going to be easy, Mr. President, in the Deep South.
Oh, it's going to be awful. It's going to be awful. You just don't know how bad it is. Well, you do know. You're the only one the administration does know. You go on, though, and talk to the 2 senators, and then let me know what you want me to do, and I'll do it. And if you want to come over late in the evening, you call me, and we'll get together anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.